Different strokes for different folks. Different outcomes are valued by different stakeholders. Marshall J. Scherer, Ph.D., M.P.H., F.A.C.R.M., R.E.S.N.A. Fellow 1, Roger O. Smith, Ph.D., O.T., F.A.O.D.A., R.E.S.N.A. Fellow 2. 1 Institute for Matching Person and Technology, 2 University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Abstract: this paper updates and extends an editorial written by the first author on technology adoption, acceptance, satisfaction and benefit. Integrating various assistive technology outcomes, additional stakeholders have been added as well as evidence-based outcomes measures applicable to each. It is critical for outcomes measurement developers, researchers, policymakers, people with disabilities, practitioner, funders, and service program administrators and managers to understand that each of their perspectives on outcomes is critical, but each of these unique perspectives is only one perspective of many. These many perspectives become even more important to consider when cultures, financial models, and service delivery programs are unique, as is the case across LMIC and MIC, where many of the outcome systems were not originally developed. Introduction: measuring outcomes are crucial to any assistive technology, AT, service program. But the seriousness of this discussion is now more important than ever. The world-level initiatives by WHO, the China Belt and Road, and others have elevated the attention to begin meeting a world-level need. As new programs embark, this becomes a critical time for discussing how outcomes are best measured and systems developed. There is no better time to introduce new assistive technology outcomes systems, as when new programs have the potential of collecting naturally occurring baseline data prior to service provision that can be compared longitudinally as services and device interventions are implemented. 1. However, the value of assistive technology is not the same to everyone, and this value is core to outcomes measurement. For example, to the user of technology, it is only as valuable as what the person gains from using it, the benefits of use compared to the expenditures of procuring it, time learning to use it, fatigue in using it, embarrassment of using it, and so on. When a product or system meets standards of good design and usability, its use and realized benefit from use depends heavily on initial expectations of benefit, involvement in product and feature selection, and adequate training for use. AT users may be satisfied with the clinic's services, have the necessary funding for the device, receive a product that is usable, looks good, functions well and meets all safety standards, and help them achieve functional gain. But if it is a hassle to use, set up and maintain, if it doesn't fit with their needs, preferences, lifestyle, if they feel self-conscious using it, insecure with use even though it is safe, if they are socially and physically and emotionally uncomfortable with use, then they are not realizing benefit from use and will not use it. It is not a good match of person and AT. Ultimately, it is the user experience, UE, and realization of benefit that drives and determines whether or not a device is used, for how long, what percent of the time, and in which environments. Scherer, 2017, p. 1. As more and more technologies are becoming indispensable to people with disabilities, use is becoming less and less optional. This makes it even more important to assess realization of benefit, and whether use was prematurely or advisably stopped and why that occurred. But other AT stakeholders hold different perspectives and value different outcomes. 2, 3. Different views of desirable AT outcomes. These distinct perspectives of what outcomes are even extends to the point where some do not even have it in their vocabulary. In the US, where the concepts of outcomes are commonly used, it was found that consumers of AT devices and services may not even conceptualize the word for their device use, suggesting that perhaps the term is conceptualized by administrators, managers, funders and academics, not AT end users. 4. Table 1 contains examples of key assistive technology stakeholders and what they view as key outcomes. While they do share common goals, they differ in the weight they place on the person, the technology, and situations of use. Table 1. Examples of various assistive technology, AT, outcomes according to stakeholder asterisk. Stakeholder. Focus. View of AT. Desired AT outcome, sample outcome measures. AT user, comfort, function, functional gain, use worthiness, realization of benefit from use, enhanced, well-being/COEL, AT-DPA, AT-UFS. Clinic director, continued operation and funding, functional gain, user satisfaction, cost containment, user feedback surveys, financial reports, SCAI. Funding agencies and payers, minimization of financial losses, functional gain, profit, cost containment, accounting reports. Physical therapist, mobility, movement, seating and positioning, functional gain, mobility, comfort, functional gain, FIM, WST. Occupational therapist, task performance, functional gain, comfort, functional gain, personal well-being, underutilization. Overutilization, log of AT use, SWBS, ATD PA, OTFACT. Speech language pathologist, communication, speech communication support or alternative, communication, same as for OT, AACTOM. Rehabilitation counselor, social worker, psychologist, employment, personal factors, goal achievement, functional gain, use worthiness, personal well-being, realization of benefit, underutilization. Overutilization, same as for OT. Special educators, academic achievement, social interaction, academic and functional performance, learning, class participation, match aces, APA rehabilitation engineer, computer scientist, manufacturer, supplier, device, system, and components, product sales, functional gain, safety, operability, affordability, usability, performance, technology adoption, acceptance, diffusion, user satisfaction, quest, log of AT use, TAM, UTAUT. All emphasize enablement and the performance of activities and participation, but vary in and way differently attention to the person, milieu environments of use, and technology functions and features source, authors as modified from Scherer, 2017, 5. International relevance different geographic areas, economies and cultures value some outcomes more highly than other outcomes and this can make global data sharing and strategizing challenging. Consequently, the identification of the most common elements of outcomes measurement systems and databases will be essential to use as an initial way to communicate across regions and disciplines. Outcomes measures many lists of measures exist. A few AT assessments are listed here. Another compilation of instruments, all free when cataloged, exists on the R2D2 Center Atom Project website, http://www.r2d2.uwm.edu/atoms/idata/6 and in a scope and review of AT evaluation tools, 7. Functional independence measure, FIM, Hamilton BB, Granger CV, Sherwin FS, et al., a uniform national data system for medical rehabilitation. In Further MJ, ed., Rehabilitation Outcomes, Analysis and Measurements. Baltimore, Paul H. Brooks, 1987. Match ACES, Zapf, S.A., Scherer, M.J., Baxter, M.F. and Rintala, D.H., 2016. Validating a measure to assess factors that affect assistive technology use by students with disabilities in elementary and secondary education, disability and rehabilitation, assistive technology, 11.1, 3849, PMID, 266964600. Matching Person and Technology, MPT Portfolio, Scherer, M. J. 1998. Matching Person and Technology, a series of assessments for evaluating predispositions to and outcomes of technology use in rehabilitation, education, the workplace and other settings. Institute for Matching Person and Technology. https://sites.google.com/view/matching-person-technology/. ATDPA. Assistive Technology Device Predisposition Assessment. ATDPA. See Matching Person and Technology. MPT. Portfolio ATUFS. Assistive Technology Use Follow-Up Survey. ATUFS. See Matching Person and Technology. MPT. Portfolio EDPA. Educational Technology Predisposition Assessment. EDPA. See Matching Person and Technology. MPT. Portfolio. Discussion. We have an opportunity like never before and maybe never again as AT programs rapidly proliferate globally. While a local AT outcome system will be of benefit to programs as they document their challenges and success, national, AT and indeed, global reporting and related databases are of immense benefit for comparison and informing each other. The recent COVID-19 is a clear example of how global data can be of mutual international interest. While AT is an intervention and COVID-19 is the challenge, the need to collect data around the need for intervention and the success of interventions is actually the same. We all learn from the experiences of others around the globe. We need common terminology, common data elements, common databases to best benefit from the work of our international colleagues and achieve global. References. 1. Scherer, M. Smith, R. O. Layton, N. 2019, August. Committing to AT Outcomes and Synthesizing Practice, Research, and policy. Paper presentation at the World Health Organization's WHO Global Report on Assistive Technology, Great Consultation. Geneva, Switzerland, in WHO Global Perspectives on Assistive Technology, Proceedings of the Great Consultation, 2019, Volume 1, August 22-23, 2019. WHO Headquarters, Geneva, Switzerland, retrieved from https://apps.who.int/iris/handle/10665/330371.2. The Writer F. Concepts and Rationale for Accountability in Assistive Technology. In RESNA Resource Guide for Assistive Technology Outcomes, Volume I Measurement Tools, 1998-2-14, Arlington, VA, RESNA. 3. Clayback, D. Hostack, R. Leahy, J. A. Minkle, J. Piper, M. Smith, R. O. et al. 2015. Standards for Assistive Technology Funding. What are the right criteria? Assistive Technology Outcomes and Benefits 9.1, 40-55. 4. Lanker, J. Harris, F. Toffer, M. and Smith, R. O. 2013. Consumer Perspectives on Assistive Technology Outcomes, Disability and Rehabilitation, Assistive Technology, 85, 373380, doi, 10.3109/17483107.2012.749429. 5. Scherer, M.J. 2017. Technology Adoption, Acceptance, Satisfaction and Benefit, Integrating Various Assistive Technology Outcomes, Disability and Rehabilitation, Assistive Technology, 12.1.12, DOI:10.1080174831107.2016.1253939, PMID, 2791-5579. 6. Adams Project, R2D2 Center, retrieved March 18, 2020, IDAT Assessments, Informational Database of Assistive Technology Assessments, http://www.r2d2.uwm.edu/adams/idata/. 7. Tao G, Charm G, Kubasingswa K, Miller W C, Robillard J M. 2020. Evaluation Tools for Assistive Technologies. A Scope and Review, Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. 10.1/10.2016/j.apmr.2020.01.008, PMID 3205-9944. 8. Lanker J, Coaster H, Smith R O, 2019, Toward the National System of Assistive Technology Outcomes Measurement, Assistive Technology, DOI, 10.1080/10400435.2019.1567620.